Muhlenberg College's Department of Theater and Dance presents Molière's classic comedy, The Learned Ladies, on stage in the Dorothy Hess Theater, Baker Center for the Arts, this coming Thursday through Sunday, February 20th through the 23rd. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Muhlenberg College's production of the 17th century comedy will feature a performance by faculty guest artist Francine Roussel, performing with an all-female cast. In directing Molière's The Learned Ladies, director James Peck had two choices. He could either let Molière's 17th century sensibilities take the reins and produce a play about the absurdity of its female characters' efforts to educate themselves, or he could dig a bit deeper and find the ways in which Molière's comedy reveals a nobility and bravery in that effort. It's a play about the ridiculous lengths that men have sometimes gone to in order to keep women from educating themselves. Director James Peck.
I love Molière. He's one of my favorite writers. In this instance, the initial idea came from Francine Roussel, who's playing Belize in the production. Last year, I was finalizing the season and realized that we didn't really have enough projects for everyone who wanted to direct, and Francine had proposed The Learned Ladies. As we were trying to finalize things, she made the suggestion that I could direct and that she would act, and I was enthusiastic about that, both because I love the writer so much and because I had never worked with Francine. She teaches commedia. Her own training is out of what's called the Lecoq School, which is a French tradition grounded in physical theater, mime, and commedia dell'arte. She has directed Molière, and I'm sure she has acted in Molière, although I couldn't tell you in what. He's a central part of her artistic and teaching work. So he looms large in her pantheon.
I didn't realize she was a student of the Jacques Lecoq School of Acting.
I think she was in the second graduating class. She was there early in its inception, so was one of the pioneers of that tradition.
You love to do this, turning things on their heads, examining them in a new way to bring up new flavors, new textures to the text that perhaps people haven't considered, and this has been a great opportunity to do that. And as I'm reading what you decided to do, I'm thinking that also has a great way of reflecting back on Molière and reconsidering what he did in his playwriting.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. I'm of the opinion that any time you do an old play, you need to really ask, why is this play important for now? And why is this a way that 20 adults should spend 6 weeks of their lives? So in this production, I decided to cast all women in the roles, and that brings forward what I believe to be feminist themes and motifs that I think are indwelling within the text. They're present there, though I think having a company of all women do it highlights and points and underscores those interpretive possibilities in a way that I hope will be quite pointed and enjoyable for people. I can see at least two productions of this play. I can easily see a production in which it's a satire of the pretentious women and their desires to compete with men in an intellectual sphere. And I don't have any desire to do that production. I don't think we need to tell that story in 2014. I think the play is more fundamentally about the industry and creativity of a group of women who are excluded from formal education and so go about creating their own opportunities to engage in research and engage in learned discourse and discussion. And this was present in France. This isn't a 21st century imposition. There was a very, very thriving salon culture, which was almost entirely overseen by women who were actually formally excluded from the quote-unquote legitimate scenes of knowledge, the academies. I mean, it's possible to read the play as making fun of those women, but I think that's a misreading. It's much more merciless to the men and their desire to keep women from those kinds of discussions. There are occasions when the women get a little silly, but my way of thinking about that is that they don't have the benefit of formal education, and so if occasionally they overreach, I think that's more than made up for by their zest and their passion and their independence and industry in creating the opportunity for themselves to become more educated people. And so that's sort of where we're headed.
So do you think that the subtext was always there, that he was mining two veins at once, talking about these things and the pretentiousness and presenting kind of airs, but at the same time was undercutting it with this serious satire that he was exposing?
Yeah, I like the way that you just described it as sort of mining two veins at once. I don't know that we can ever know what Molière was thinking, but what we can know is what is in the text. The text testifies to a society that doesn't quite know what to do with women's desire to learn. It's very clear that they are, in fact, very well read, that they're up on the current intellectual debates of the day and are engaged in a serious way in trying to understand something more about their world and to get access to this realm of experience and knowledge that other forces in the society are aligned to exclude them from.
Director James Peck, Molière's The Learned Ladies will be performed this coming Thursday through Sunday, February 20th through the 23rd, in the Dorothy Hest Baker Theater in the Trexler Pavilion for Theater and Dance on the Muhlenberg College campus. For further information, the box office number is 484-664-3333. More information also available at muhlenberg.edu/theater. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.